Again, neither Chaf Alf and Beis. 10 lines to the bottom of the page. Really read some of this last night, but we'll go over quickly. The Gemara was discussing a Shaila, whether or not if the Nida sticks a tube in her body, so the dam, when it comes out of the body, it leaves the Rechem, but it does not touch her Basar. It goes through the tube, out of the body. It doesn't touch the vaginal canal. Is that going to still be Tummy to Misnida, or will that prevent it from being Tummy to Misnida? Shaila is because the Pasuk says Bifsara. Bifsara means in her Basar, and therefore, if it's not in her Basar, therefore, maybe it's not going to be tummy. We explained it's an idea of chatzitza. It could be an idea if it's not derech ra'iyah. It could be an idea that it's missing hargasha. Different explanations in their shayinim. But at the end of the day, it's based on a pasuk of bivsara, right? It says bivsara, so it's got to be touching the basar. Or no, or bivsara is used for different drashas to teach you that the need to become tummy, even when the dam is still within her body, even before it leaves her body. The Mara says, you learn, or Bzira said, you learn both. You learn how both. Both drushas. Okay. Lema the shiferes tanais. The Mara says, let us suggest that shiferes, this din is machlokes tanai. Why? The time went to the bryson on pelas chaticha, afa bishim le adam, if a woman ejects from her body a mass, like a mass of just like flesh, no form, and it's not, has no din of a leida. So we say, afa bishim le adam, even if it's full of dam, im yeshim adam tmei avim lav taira. Tanakama says that even if it itself is full of blood, that's not, again, dam leida is out of the picture. We spoke this already last night. Because, in the beginning of the parak, because there's not a leida, it's considered, we're talking about a case where it's bechlal, not a nefil of a bar kayama, it's not an uber, it's not a leida. But what may be, there may be dam nida here. So this man holds, even if it's full of blood, we don't view the blood inside this mass as dam nida. So therefore, im yeshi madama, if there's other dam, then she's tummy, al tzvat, al nida. Even though it's dam is coming out with the mass, it's dam nida because this isn't called a leida. It's not dam leida. It's dam nida. If there's no dam with the mass, then she's fully tar. Rabbi Elazar Eimer, bivsara v'lebishvir v'lebichaticha. Bivsara tells me that the dam has to be in her basar and not through some intermediary, through a shvir that's like an embryo, or through a chaticha, through a mass. So Rabbi Elazar is saying, therefore she's tar. Now Rabbi Elazar is not arguing with Tanakama. Tanakama said that she's tar unless there's outside separate dam, and Rabbi Elazar said the same thing. The dam that's together in the shvir or in the chaticha will not make her tummy either. In fact, Gemara, Blaz and Tanakama. What is the difference between Blaz and Tanakama? The Gemara answers, Ema, Shera Blaz Ema. You're right. The Tanakama and her Blaz is one shita. The Tanakama says, if there's outside dam, separate dam from the mass, she's tummy. If not, she's tar. Because Reb Blaz holds that if the dam is bifsara, she's tummy. But if it's not bifsara, if it's in some sort of other intermediary, if it's in a shvir or if it's in a chaticha, she won't be tummy. Shera Blaz Ema, bifsara, bifshvir, bifchaticha. Fine. So that's all shita number one. The Brisa continues, V'cham ma'imrim, ein ze damnida, ela dam chaticha. Cham say, damnida it's not. There's dam inside the mass. Rather, it's dam chaticha, but damnida it's not. The obvious question is, again, what are the Chama saying? The Tanakam also held. This is not damnida. Tanakam and Avitur Mitar, Tanakam also is being Mitar. So what's the machlekes? Ela, the machlekes as follows. The polypuluia, ikabanai, the machlekes is the case where there's cracks in this mass, and the cracks are filled with blood. But we're going to see, there's two options in this case. Are the cracks exposed to the outside of the mass, and meaning, so the blood inside them would be touching the walls of the canal as it's coming out of her body, or are these cracks filled with blood, completely covered, smooth, with basar, so it's like tubes inside, but it's vayter inside the mass? That's really the question. So Tanakama Savar, Tanakama says, bivsar of lebishvir lechaticha. Tanakama says, like he said fairly clearly, that dafku, when the dam hits her basar, is she tummy to misnida, lebishvir lechaticha, if the dam comes out of her through the shvir, that's the baby, or through a chaticha, that's the mass, if there's dam inside this embryo, inside the mass, tubus nida it won't be, because it's not touching bivsara. Very simple. And that teaches you also who had done the shafaris. That would teach you also that shafaris, a tube, is also exempt, because when the dam comes out through a tube, it's also not going to be touching her basar, and therefore it'll be tar. But the tanakam held only when it's smooth, meaning the mass isn't broken, and therefore all the dam is encapsulated in this chaticha or in this embryo, and nothing's touching her basar. Aval Pali paluya, if it's cracks that are exposed on the outer part of the meat, tamea, it would be tummy because the dam is able to touch her basar. If there's cracks on the outer side of this mass, then the dam would be touching her basar, then she'd be tummy. My time, a bivsara karina bay. That would be called bivsara. V'asra abana lemeimar, afagav de pali paluya. So when the rabbanah made that, what was the rabbanah statement? This is not dam nida, it's dam chaticha. What would the rabbanah saying? Afagav de pali paluya, even if the mass is cracked on the outside, she's still tar. You know why? Because ain't the damnida dam chaticha. This blood in the mass is clearly blood of the mass. It's not damnida. It's dam of this mass that forms inside her body. And therefore, it will not be tummy regardless. Says the Gemara Diak. Why are the Chacham not agreeing to the tube situation? They seem to be coming up with a reason why it's not tummy. The new reason is because this dam is not damnida regardless because it's part of the mass. but sounds like her damida, had it been damida, tame, it would be tame if I feel bishferas dami. If it was damida, real damida, it would be tame, even though it's traveling through a tube. So we want to make this idea of a tube, machlekes rabbanon, and Rebbe Eliezer. Now the truth is, Tais already addressed the question. I'm not really going to go into the answer. But the Tais is fairly obvious. The Gemara really is making an assumption that the rabbanon hole, the tube doesn't work. Nowhere in their words do you see that. All the rabbanon said was that you don't have to command the tubes or no tubes because this is not damnida, period. This is dam of a mass. Maybe they agree in concept that a dam shaferis, that a blood in a tube is also tar. But they're saying that's only when it's damnida that you have to command to that. There's not even damnida. And Taisus really already, the Baram Taisus addresses this question, what was Gemara's having it? And really, essentially, this is Abaye's answer. And the simple reading of the Gemara, according to Rashi, that is mamish Abaye's answer. Taisus is bothered in Rashi's malach that what was having it? Abaye's answer is seemingly obvious. Okay, Tais wants to give an answer. What there was a little bit of a different havmina. Okay, Amar Abaye, Ayin Shom. Amar Abaye b'Shefaris Kula Amalei Pligi the Torah. By Shefaris Abaye says no. Everyone who gives Shefaris is Taka Torah. The Chum agree. Ki Pligi Swas Machlekes Tapa Chafes Enal. Swas Machlekes B'Chaticha. Machlekes is by Chaticha. Mar Savar Darker Shalisha Lures Dam B'Chaticha. Umar Savar Darker Shalisha Ain Darker Shalisha Lures Dam B'Chaticha. The Machlekes is in this case by this Chaticha. It's just what's considered normal. Right? They both agree that by a tube. A tube is considered a chatzitza, and a tube, therefore, would make it that it wouldn't be, it's not called b'sara, and therefore it's not considered tuma. That's clear. She's not going to be tummy. The machlekes says, by this mass, how do we treat the mass? A mass, particularly a mass that has cracks on it. Do we say a mass with cracks on it is considered normal to see dam that way, and therefore it's tummy? Well, like the Rabbanan said, ain zed dam nida, rather this is dam of mass, and therefore it's not tummy. Umar Sever, ain darkish lisha, lures dam chaticha. The Rabbanan were hold, this is not a normal way to see dam of nida, and therefore she's not going to be tummy. But avada, when it comes to the Shafaris, the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Ezra that Shafaris would stop her from coming to me. Rava says a whole new answer. To come in darker shall isha liris dam b'chaticha. Everyone agrees that it's not normal. He disagrees that Abaye. It's not normal to see dam in a mass. So v'acha bisha tayr makar makayme tame kamifagi. The machlekes of Elazar Nacham is a whole new machlekes that would say this. That let's say you have something that comes out of the isha that's not considered dam nida. She's not an Ida, so she's not Tamei Tumas Nida. But the Makar, the uterus, the Rechem, the place where all this is coming from, does that have a din of automatic Tumah or not? The fact that it came from that spot, that itself gives it a din Tumah. Not Nida. She's not an Ida. But whatever comes from there, it's a Makam, Makar Makayme Tumah. It's a Makam of Tumah. And whatever comes from there, actually the Mepharshim explained, would have even a din of Avatumah. So she would become Tamei, because what comes out of her is Avatumah, which makes her a Rishon Tumah. She would become Tamei, but it's not. She's not Tamei Tumas Nida. She's Tamei Tumah from this item that came out of her. That's all Machlek is. Rabbi Zav says Isha Tara V'Dam Tamei. Rabbi Zav says she herself is Tar. She's not an Nida, but the Dam that came out of her is Tamei, and that's going to make her Tamei a din of a Rishon Tumah. To Aisi Derech Makar, because he came from the Makar, and Makar Makamei is Tamei. Rabbi Zav Isha Tara Makar Makamei Tara. Chum say no, a woman's Tar, and the Makar of her place is also Tar. The only time she's Tamei is when she has specifically Dam Nida that makes her Tamei, but the Makar itself is not a source of Tumah, and therefore she'll remain Tar. Another explanation of the Machlekes, but again, they both could agree Shefaris would keep it Tar, and that seems to be the way our Gemara was going, and that was Reb Zeira's Psak, that Shefaris is Mafsik, and therefore makes it Tar. There's a big discussion, actually, in the Reb Shlomo Zalman. He wrote a tshuva in one of these monthly pamphlets, where he went, there's the problem with some Nashim, where right after they go to the mikveh is the most fertile time for them to get pregnant, and some Nashim would spot already Riyas of Dam right after they went to the mikveh, very close proximity, they were seeing Dam. And they're having problems, they weren't able to get pregnant. So now apparently, not so long ago, this is Shaila, but now it's 15, 20 years later, they actually have certain medications that they give that are able to control it, and therefore this issue has been solved. And there was a name for it. There was a name for this. These women that were unable to get pregnant only for, it was considered an orthodox, that's what the doctors coined it. What is it? Sorry?
Yeah, it was called an orthodox.
Yeah, it wasn't, there's a term for someone who's unable to have children. It was like an orthodox unable to have children because it was a halachic issue. Women. Thank you. Orthodox infertility. That's exactly what it was. What?
Actually, because they went into Nida right after.
Yeah, or Halachic Nida. Yeah. So women who are Makban Nida, obviously, Goyim, whatever, were able to get pregnant because they were still ovulating. They were able to get pregnant and it worked. But for women that were Kshemir Tar Mitzvahs, Yidin, had this problem. It was called, it had a term, Orthodox infertility. They came up with a solution, a medical solution, but Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to use Argamara as Netza. That if you have a doctor that knows how to stick in a tube, in a way where the dam won't hit the walls of the canal, So we said in our sugya it's going to be tar. It's not considered nida. So even if the dam is from the makar, again, it's a machlekes, and some of the rishonim want to learn that no, that we don't mean chalila that if Isha is having a regular period, that putting a tube in would ever take away the nida. We mean it, by sticking a tube in, we have a klal ein pesiches kev glay dam, but by putting a tube in, if the dam only comes through there, then new dam will not make her tummy. But the regular dam would make her tummy. That's a, would make her tummy. That's one of the machlekes of the rishonim. But the simple malach is that a taka prevents it from coming tummy. So he wanted to suggest this eitza. He came up with a plan. There's more to it. And the tshuva, what's interesting is, it was like these pamphlets went month by month. One of these Tehranis, and in month A, I think it was something, volume 7, he wrote this Eitza, and in month, the next month, in volume 8, he wrote, I thought I had a Gevaldik Eitza, and the Gedalim Pesachim would all jump on board and be maskim. None of the Gedalim have been jumped on board and be maskim, and therefore I'm retracting my Heter as well. I don't want to be the only one to matter this, and therefore he took back his Heter. But the Eitza was based on our Gemara, the temporary Eitza, until he took it back, was based on our Gemara. Zok Gemara. Baimine Rabbi Marfuna. Rabbi asked Marfuna the following shayla. Haraya Keri Bekisim. If a man sees Keri, a man who ejects Keri from his body is dummy. If he sees it through a kisim, which means they inserted some, like a kisim literally means like a twig, but like an apparatus into the male organ, and when it pulled out, this apparatus, it came out, and there was Keri at the end of it. So, is he tummy or not? What's the shayla? Memeno Rachmana Adonafik Mibsarif Lebekisim has to come out from his buser, and he's only tummy when it comes out of his buser in a normal way, not through a kisim. Or, Aydilma Hayimeno Achetzit to Basle Chutz. Memeno means only as long as the Keri comes out of his body, he's tummy. And once it's out of his body, even through a kisim. Remember we spoke the other day, so long as the Keri's in his body, he's not tummy. Even though it's created, it's nowhere else for it, it's not coming back. Although there is a concept of it getting stuck in the body somewhere. But theoretically, it's not, once it's created, it's not evaporating, but he's not tummy until it actually comes out of the body. Shai Liz, does it have to come out of the body normally, just by itself? Or if it comes out with this kisim, aiding it, is that considered not memenu, and therefore it won't be tummy? Some Rishonim learned different than what I just said. I was just saying simply that the kisim was stuck in, and when the kisim was pulled out, the Keri comes out at the end of the kisim, came out off the kisim. Some want to learn that it's actually the same as Akshal Badisha. We're talking about a tube. A tube was stuck in, and it came out of his body without touching the size of his organ. It came out through the tube. That's someone knows, which is actually a very nice follow-up to the prior shayla. Okay, two ways of learning the shayla. Either way, Amar Lei. So Rav Huna said back, the Mar's question will fit to quote both Shatim. Typically, the Hu'atzmei Eina Matame Ela B'chazim Es Piyama. The halacha is, and this is an interesting insight for Rav Huna, that the man only becomes tamei when the zera fills his organ, the orifice, the opening of the orifice. When it fills it, the opening of his organ, that's when he's tummy. By definition, if you have a reed in there at the same time, it's not allowing that the zera is filling up the organ. This is actually where the two pshat come in. According to the pshat, the first part that I was saying, the simple pshat, that the reed comes out first, and then the zera comes out, why can't the zera fill up the whole opening once the reed's out? According to the pshat, that there's a tube, and it was a tube there, then Taka wouldn't be filling up, by definition, the tube is filling up part of the orifice. So the question is actually easier to understand according to the Taka that it's the tube. Okay, but either way, the halacha is he's only tamei, which is interesting halacha, he's only tamei if it fills up the whole opening. So therefore, it's not going to be tamei anyway. That's the taina. Therefore, it's not going to be tamei because you don't have the right amount. You need a shear of zera to fill up the whole orifice, and you don't have that amount, and therefore it's going to be tar. That was Rav Huna's response. The member of the Mar asked, one second. The Negah, Rabbi asked Rav Huna. Rabbi was the one that asked the Shal originally. So he asked Rav Huna, the member of the Negah Have, he tell me the Tumah of Zera is a Tumah of Negah. It's a Tumah of Magah. I mean, there's two types of Tumah. There's one Tumah that, something that it's emitted from the body, it's any liquid. Certain liquids that come out of a person's body, those give off Tumah. Anida. The most minute amount makes your tummy tummy is nida. The most minute amount, any liquid that makes a person tummy just by virtue of leaving the body, the most minute amount make a tummy. Whereas when it comes to tummas that are like tummas maga, it's normal for it to have like a minimum. You have to have a minimum shear, like maga mace, has to be kazayis of the mace, for example. When it comes to maga, you need a shear. When it comes to tummas of things that are yitzim gufay, you don't need a shear. By telling me you need a shear by the shechva zera when it leaves the body for tumma, what you're really saying is, it's not a tumma of an emission of something, obviously that's the metzias, of something leaving the body, but the tumma is not because there's some sort of liquid leaving your body makes the person tummy. It's a tumma of maga, and that's why it would be relevant to have a shear. Otherwise, Rabbi asks, since when do we have a shear by a tumma of something leaving the body, it must be it's tumma's maga. So yes, that's the case. Remember tumma's maga, if you tell me tumma's maga, elamata, al yister beziva. By a case of Zav, halacha is, when a person is a Zav, that's a different type of discharge, he's got to, if he sees Zav for twice, he's got to keep 7 clean days. If he sees it 3 times, he's got to keep 7 clean days and bring a carbon. Amen Zav, Baal Shteiris, Zav, Baal Shteiris, Ella, carbon levad, if I remember correctly, I think that's it. And he, right, 7 clean days, then he's got to bring a carbon. Okay, fine. But the halacha is, if he's keeping 7 clean days and he sees any discharge of ziva in the interim, it destroys the 7 days. He's got to start from scratch. What if he sees a discharge of keri? Halacha also destroys. We'll see. It doesn't really destroy the full count. We're going to see only partially destroys. It destroys that day, but you can, let's say you're up to day 5. Next day becomes again day 5. That's ultimately going to be the halacha. Before we get there, we're saying that keri is yister bazav, baziva. Halacha is if Azav is keeping 7 clean days, and in the middle of 7 clean days, he goes and touches a mace or a sheretz. It's not say through the 7 days at all, because that's like a tumas maga. It's not a tumah yitzimagufay. If you're telling me that tumas keri is a din of tumas maga, which Rab is understanding from Rav Huna, that's how he understands it, by saying he has to fill up a certain shear, that must mean it's tumas maga. If it's tumas maga, then it shouldn't be say through the counting by Azav. Alamatanya, why do we learn in a Braisa, Zayis teres Azav, Shatetim and Shech Vazera, this is the Torah of Azav, and he whom from whom it comes forth, Shech Vazera, and we darish Shema Ziva Seiseris, Av Shech Vazera Nami Seiser, just like Ziva Seiser, so to Shech Vazera Seiser. We learn that Shech Vazera does break up the 7 day count, like Ziva. But according to you, it shouldn't. This should be no different than touching a mace or touching a sheretz. Amar Leiser, for the back, Stira, Haina Tamid says, you know why it's, you asked me a question from the fact that it's Seiser the days that was counted? Is, you know why it's Seiser? Lifi Shev Shel Bla Blay Tzichsuch Ziva. When a person is a Zav, and he then ejects Shech Vazera, there's an assumption that in the Shech Vazera is some Ziva, more Ziva. So you know what's being Seser now, essentially, you know what's being Seser, his Zav is the Ziva. Correct, exactly, it's a new Ziva flow, and not the Shech Vazera. In fact, tomorrow, 1 second, it's Rabbi's a bomb question. What did we just point out a moment ago? There's a fundamental difference between a Zav who's in his Meitara, who sees Ziva, or when he sees Shech Vazera. When he sees Ziva, we said he's Seser the count, he goes back to day one. If he sees Shech Vazera, he only loses that day, but he continues on. But Rabbi says to Rav Huna, according to you, that every Shech Vazera has an Ziva, and that's what's destroying, not the Shech Vazera is destroying it. It's the Ziva that's destroying it. You should go back to zero. Says Rabbi, Elimata Tisra Kol Shivet should destroy all 7 days. Alamatani, why do we learn the Raisa? Zay Seres Hazav, Ma Ziva Seseres, Av Shech Vazera Seser. That's the drasha we just quoted a moment ago. We're recording it. So Ziva Seser, just like Shech Vazer is also Seser, like Ziva. Ima Ziva, that the Brisa says. You may think, Ima Ziva Seser is called Shiva. Ziva destroys all 7 days. Af Shech Vazer Nami, Seser is called Shiva, so to Shech Vazer is going to destroy all 7 days. Tamalema Latamava. It says about the Shech Vazer, Latamava. What does that mean? Ein Lechpa Elamash Amraba, which is 1 day. Seser is Yemechad. You only know what it says by it. Meaning, what does it say by it? What's the lach of a person sees Zera? If a person is Tamit Shech Tumas Keri, he goes to the Mikvah and he's Tahar that night, 1 day. So it only Seser, the amount that in itself is tameh, which is what, 1 day. So we darsh the pesuk and the Shech Vazera is only tameh, is only seiser by ziva 1 day, just like the amount of tameh is tameh. So fact, Rabbi Rav Huna, according to your answer, that the reason why Shech Vazera is seiser is, even though it's really a tumas maga, it's seiser because it has in it ziva. So why Shech Vazera only seiser 1 day and ziva seiser 7 days? Shech Vazera has ziva in it. Says Rav Huna, a chiddush, amar leik zias kosavi, but it's a drasha. You're right. Rav Huna learns that Avad Shech Vazera is Seser only because there's Ziva in it, but the Torah did darshan that Shech Vazera is only going to be Seser the amount of time that it's Tameh. How long is Shech Vazera Tameh? 1 day. And therefore, Gzeres Kosevi, Ziva Gemurid Le Arva Shech Vazera Seser Kol Shiva, it's Gzeres Kosev. A regular Ziva emission will be Seser all 7 days. Tzachtzuche Ziva, if there's just little remnants of Ziva, the Arva Shech Vazera, which is mixed with Shech Vazera, Leseser Aymechad is only going to Seser 1 day. So the Gemara is really finishing up now at this point without falling off from Rav Huna. The Gemara is finishing up from Rav Huna and saying that when Shech Vazera comes out through a tube, let's call it a tube, or through a reed, according to Rav Huna, it will not be tame because it didn't fill up the whole aver, the whole organ, the opening. It will not be tame. And furthermore, according to this, the din of the Tumah Shech Vazera is no longer a din of I'm drawing blank on the wording, but on a Tumah Yetzim Megufay. It's no longer a Tumah Yetzim Megufay, even though technically it does emit from the body. It's not a Tumah Yetzim Megufay as much as it's a Tumas Maga. Just like touching a Sheretz makes him tame, and touching a mace makes him tame. When the Shech Vazera is in the opening of his organ, it makes him tame. That is a more like a Tumas Maga, not a Tumah of a Yetzim Megufay. And the fact that it's Seser, the Yimei Ziva, is because there's Ziva mixed into the Shech Vazera, and the fact that it's not Seser, all the Yimei Ziva, it's only Seser 1 day, says Rav Huna, is because of Gzeres HaKasev. Okay. Boi Minei, Rabbi Yisi, Rav Chanina, Merav Lazar. Rabbi Yisi, Rav Chanina, asked Rav Lazar the following shayla. Dam Yavesh Mahu. What about dry blood? Back to woman. Dry blood. She discharges from her body instead of regular liquid blood. It's dry.
What's the shayla? The lush of pasuk is ki yazav zayv dama amar chmano ad the maid of daivle. The lush of the pasuk is that the dam is flowing. So lach in yavishle only if it's liquid, not if it's dry. Aydama ki hay ki yazav zayv dama archa de milsi. The pasuk is just describing the normal course of action, which is the blood flows out and it's liquidy, but not that that's a kapeda in the tuma. Not that it's requisite for it to become tummy that the blood should be liquidy. Ulo elam afili yavish nami. And really, if it's yavish too, I mean the Torah is just describing the normal way when Isha has blood flowing out of her body, she's tummy. Who did if the blood comes out dried? That's the shayla, or not? Is a dafka? Amar le, so Rabbi Loza said back to Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, Tanisua. We learned it in a Mishnah. Damani du pasar meis matam lachim veishim. Beautiful raya. Seemingly, the Mishnah coming up later in this parak on daf nun dalad. The Mishnah says, Dama venida, the basar meis are matam whether they're moist or whether they're dry. Amar le, so what do you see? Whether moist or dry, it's tummy. So the chur, that means it's tummy, even if it's dry. I'm going to basically sit back 1 second. Lach v'nasi yavish lekumbayli. Ki kumbayli yavish meikara. So he sat back 1 second. Dam that left her body moist and was tummy and gave her dinta musnida, I have no shayla. That dam, even when it dries, it remains tummy. That's not my shayla. My shayla was if it initially left her body already dried. Is that going to give off tumor or not? That was the shayla. But if it once was wet and then became dry, that was never my shayla. That was Rabbi Yisrael's response. So he doesn't like the right for the Mishnah. It says the Mark, he came abayli yavish meikara. If it was dry from the beginning, from when it was discharged, hanami tanesua. Said Blazer, we learned that as well. Hamapels kamin klipa kamin sara kamin offer kim yachbusha adumim. If it sounds familiar, it should. This is our Mishnah. We learned this in our Mishnah just in yesterday's daf, right in the beginning of the parak. That if a woman has an nafil, it looks like klipa is like a shell, sara is hair, offer is earth. Yechvushin is like these little bugs, adumim, and they're red. All of these items, that's what it looks like. Red hair, red earth, red blood. Tatulamayim, what do you do? So the question is it really these things? If it's these things, she's certainly not tummy to Masnida. Who knows how these things got in her body, but she's not tummy to Masnida. But if it's dam, she's tummy. It may just be dam that's taking the shape of these items. What do you do? Tatulamayim, we said, Mishnah, you put it into water, top of a base, in the Meichut Mea, if they disintegrate, she's tummy. You see very clear, we're talking about something that's dry, presumably, because that's the forms that these things took. And when you disintegrate it, it becomes, if it's, you see it's dam, and therefore it's tummy. So the Chorot's a riot, Tarshayla. Yachi, the more asked this question on this answer. Pleni Muchanami. So if you tell me because it's when it's dry, it's tummy, why did you need to dissolve it? Why don't you just leave it as is? And the halacha is even if it's dry, it's tummy, like you're saying. Amarabi, Kilani Mucha, Beri B'Fin Asmahi. If you don't dissolve it, it's a barrier. Let's tight you first before you ask. It's a barrier B'Fin Asmahi, meaning we're concerned it's not dumb. That's the word. Yeah, I gave you the answer before we saw it. We're concerned it's not that. Maybe it's some foreign entity. You need it to. I got ahead of myself. I explained to you something even more later.
Yesterday, actually, you explained it.
So I explained it to the Mars Baskoni yesterday. But the point is that the dissolving it is not to make liquidy. Dissolving it, this was simply a test to make sure it's done. But not that you need it to be liquid in order to be tummy. Even dry is going to be tummy. It's for a different nekuda. Umikika, I got the Mars says, 1 second. Does this story really happen? The Mars is almost like a shayla, practical shayla, or like not a kasha. It's more like, does this really exist? That women have hair-like or like peel? Cleep is a peel or shell-like substances leaving their body. In Gemara says yes, and we have a mice to show you to back it up. Tanya, but it's very interesting because it's a very fine line. The Mishnah said halacha. If it looks like this, that's the halacha. Normally, when the Mishnah says that, he has such a shayla, you get thrown out of base medesh. You're down in the chamim. For real, I'm not saying there's cases like that. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was thrown out of base medesh for most of Bavasar, right? I think it was Bavasar, right? Right? For doubting certain scenarios the chamim were talking about. Here, the Gemara, I'm wondering, I just want to pause it right now, and I didn't see anyone speak about this before. Maybe the Gemara was asking rhetorically. The Gemara knew the answer. The Gemara asked him and knew the answer. The Gemara is almost asking, like, and if you'll ask me, if you'll be wondering, if such a case, we're going to tell you document the case. But not that the Gemara would have posited such a question as a real shayla, because you take it for granted. The Mishnah says it happens. Of course it happens. Umika, I mean, this fine line. Sometimes you say, yes, a question that doesn't seem to be possible. Okay, I'm not sure where you draw the line. Umika, I got you find such a case in Yiduva, Tanya, Amar, Belazar, Rab Tzadik, Shnei Maisim, Ha'ala, Abba, Tivan, Liavna. My father brought up two stories with him from Tivin to Yavna to the Chama. There was a woman who was expelling from her body these shells, red shells or red peels. Uboy v'shalas Abba, and they came and asked my father if this made her anida. V'Abba shal Chama, my father went and asked the Chamim. V'Chama shal Reif, and the Chama asked the doctors. Ramal lehem, ishizu maki yeshlo b'sechmeya. The doctors told the Chamim this woman must have a maka in her insides. Shemenu mapelas kimin klipas, and from this, what's happening is from the maka it's developing like scabs. And from those scabs, when the scabs detach, they come out and it looks like a peel. That's what's happening. Tatulamayim. and she should therefore put it into water, and she'll see, if it dissolves, that means it really was blood, and the doctor's explanation is not the right explanation, and therefore she's tummy. But if it doesn't dissolve, that means it's this other... It's tar. It's just a scab, and she's tar. Similarly, there's a story that a woman was being mapil from her body, like hairs, red hairs. They asked my father to the doctors. She has a shuma. This is a mole. From it, she's having these hairs growing from the mole, and then expels from her body. Again, just to check to see if it's really. Real hairs, and if it is, it's coming from a mole, then she's tar. If it's not, maybe it's just blood that looks like hairs. Put it in the water. If it disintegrates, then tamea, then she's going to be tummy. So you see that these stories were happening. There were stories to the cases of the Mishnah. Amar Shlakish. When we talk about diluting this dry blood in water, it's lukewarm water. Tana mihachi, tatu lamayim. We learned that in Bryce elsewhere, you should put it in water. What type of water? Lukewarm water. Because other waters, if it's too hot, it can even disintegrate things that aren't really blood. And if it's too cold, it won't disintegrate, but it really is blood, and you're going to have the wrong psak. It's got to be lukewarm water. Rabbi Shimon Gamil Eimer, Memachte Bereik Agabi Tzipayim. Rabbi Shimon Gamil says that you can actually squash it with saliva on the fingernail. You can squash it with saliva on the fingernail. So you take some saliva on the fingernail and then push it against the blood and you can squash it like that. If it dissolves, tummy, if not, she's tar. My benai, what's the difference between Tanakhama and Rav Shimon? Amar Avina, the place can bring a big halacha from this, just from this Gemara. My benai, Amar Avina, mayach al-yidei atchakek benai. The nafkamina is when it dissolves under pressure, is that an indication that it's dam or not? Tanakhama held, that's not good enough. It has to dissolve just from water. Once you have to apply pressure, that's not a clear indication that it's dam. And Rav Shimon Gamil held, no, even if you have to apply some pressure, it also could still be called dam. But what do you see the first point out? Why don't you tell me there's a difference in the temperature? Spit is not the same temperature as lukewarm, perhaps. Spit is not lukewarm. The answer is, the chayra, you see clearly from this Gemara, that was never part of the argument. Spit is the temperature. Lukewarm water is what temperature? The temperature of the average person's bodily spit. That's actually the shear. That's the temperature of whenever the Gemara says peshirin is going to be this temperature. Okay. Hasam Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah elsewhere, this is a Mishnah also, this is actually the same Mishnah we addressed before, Adaf Nadalad. Kami Shiryasan. How long, remember we spoke about this when we were speaking about the dried out mace, or the dried out Anam Aleph, that when the mace is dry, or when the woman ejects from her body something dry, Damanida, Ubisar mace. We said the Matami, if they're wet or dry. And then they're basically said, no, if they came out of the body wet, and now they're dry, I know it's tummy. If it initially was dry, then that my question was, is it still tummy? That was the child before. So in that same mission, it discusses that something which is fully dry is taka going to be tar. Once it's fully dried out, it no longer, let's say, mace. Once it's fully dried out, animal carcass. Once it's fully dried out, it will not have dimtumus nevela. But what's called fully dried out? If you can soak it in water and it'll regain its softness, right? If you take something that's fully, fully dried out, put it in water, nothing happens. Make it a drop, the edges make it a little soft, but the inside remains hard. If it's soft, if it's still moist enough that by putting it in water, it regains its plushness, its softness, that's considered not dried out, and still gives off tumas nevela. Says the Mishnah, Hasantan, Hakami Shirasan, how long are you soaking it for? In order to see if it's still viable to give off tumma, pepesh mace lace, lukewarm water, and you do it for 24 hours. Hachamais. The shalva here is how long are you soaking it for? We know you're using lukewarm water, but what's the shear? Maybe in a mace lace, you have to wait 24 hours the dam to see if it disintegrates. This was she ejected from her body or not? Sheretz and avela kushi bin lemeis lace. Maybe I'll tell you sheretz and avela. Those are hard and therefore needs 24 hours. Aval dam derach dam which is soft lay. You don't need to leave for 24 hours. The mershim seem to explain that the assumption would be a 12-hour period, a full day or a full night would be sufficient. The meleishnar maybe you need full 24 hours. Take you. We leave it as a shailam. We said in the Mishnah of Pelskim and Dugim, if the Isha is mapa from her body, that's something that resembles either a fish, we said, or a critter, or a grasshopper, we said that she's tar, but if it's done with it, she's going to be tummy. Rabbi Yehuda Narg over there. We then said, we said earlier in the Mishnah that when she ejects from her body a shapeless form, then if there's done with it, Tame, no dam tar. And if you argue, benkach, benkach, she tame. So the question is, why do you argue in the Reisha and not argue in this case over here? Why do you not argue in this case as well?
Is this thing wet, I guess? This
kind of
this
fish? What are you about?
No, this mass, whatever,
that Rabbi Yehuda says is tame. Benkach, benkach. It could be dry.
But didn't we say?
We gave a hezber, of course, ultimate hezber gave us aim psichos kevelay dam.
Right.
That even though right now could be fully dry, when it was ejected from the rechem, there must have been some dam that left the body. That came out of a rechem. And so even if it's in her body.
Totally came off as dry business?
I'm not sure what dry business you're referring to. You have to be more specific.
The said before that the discharge is yavish, maybe she's not coming.
That was if an Isha has dam yavish, leaves her body.
What is this?
No. We're talking about separate. Put this back to the first halacha of this parak. If a woman discharges from her body a mass,
right.
A mass comes out of her body.
Right.
So we say this, according to Behuda, whether it's dam with her or not, she's talking because ain't psichus kevabulei dam. Separate conversation. Let's go further. You can ask me afterwards. Amar Reish Lakish, Machlekes Shnei Rabbani, that this din in the Mishnah, even though you're right, Rabbi Yehuda would argue here too. We didn't spell it out. We're just quoting the Rabbanan Shita, but Rabbi Yehuda would attack and disagree here as well. And he'd say, even without dam, same story. You ejected something for the body. Even without dam, she's going to be tummy. Rabbi Yehuda, no. A fifth time, Rabbi Yehuda can even be like Rabbi Yehuda. After the Rabbi Yehuda Hasam, El Gabi Chaticha David Dam Karish Bavi Chaticha. Rabbi Yehuda only said it by a Chaticha, where a Chaticha could be, it's really could be blood that congealed, and therefore, blood that congealed is a mass, and therefore he's saying it's takatami to maznida. However, interesting enough, all these creations that we're talking about, like to create like a fish, chagavim, these critters, to come to that form, that's not normal for dam to come to that form, and therefore if the dam accompanies it, he'll say tame, but he'll agree if no dam accompanies it, it'll invite there be tar. In fact, this may be what was bothering you, Yehuda. That's all good if you learn the mass was tamei alzdam, one of the four colors of blood, alzdam. But if you learn the ultimate shana Yehuda, which we just spoke out 2 moments ago, the ultimate shana Yehuda, the last part we came up with, which seemed to answer the questions in the braces, was that ef shepsichas kavur l'adam, then none of this should matter. According to Yehuda, it should always be tamei. None of this should matter. The Gemara says you're right. Mada masni hach lishna masni achi. Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish dami tavayo b'mochay kishnu yevra barani. You're right. The one who learns that, according to Behuda, ef shepsichas kavur l'adam, and therefore, when she ejects anything from her body that came from the kever, she's for sure tamei, no matter what it is. It would taka be, including chagavim, dagim. The Mishnah didn't argue. The Mishnah was just quoting the Rabbanan Shita, but Rabbi Yehuda argued in the Reisha, and who then he would argue here as well. And getting back to your point, I think we were touching on before, maybe this is what you're asking, Yehuda, the chayra, anything that you know was ejected from her rechem, so if there's this dry mass also, would be tamei anyway, if it was ejected from the rechem, that's the key point, that major if. If you know it came from the rechem, anything would be tamei as well, because yef she psichas kever b'lei dam, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So like the Gemara Vayitu, we said, if she ejects from her body that which resembles a behema, a chaya, or if we say whether it's kosher or not, she's going to be tamei only if it accompanies blood. If it doesn't accompany with blood, she's going to be tar, that's her meir shita. But then the Mishnah brought the disagreeing opinion. Okay, I'm Rabbi Shmuel. My time to mayor. What's Pshat mayor who says Rameir, who said something? Let me just go back to the Mishnah. I'm sorry. Rameir is the one that says that it's tummy, right? Rameir in the Mishnah. Yes, I take it back. The Chachamim say it's not tummy. Ain't Mitzurus Adam's not tummy. Rameir says, even though it doesn't have Mitzurus Adam, has Surah of animal, it is tummy. If it's a Zachar, you got to keep his mouth like a Zachar. If it's a cave, you got to keep his mouth like a cave. If you're not sure, you keep the Chachamim simple. That's what he spoke out. My time der Meir. So Rameir's one says it is tummy. My time der Meir. What's Rameir says that's tummy? Halvan Emer by Yitzira Adam. Simple. Because the Pasuk says the word Yitzira by animal like it says by Adam. So since it could use the word Yitzira by animals like by Adam, therefore it gives it a tumma. El me atafek demus tannin. If you have a demus of a fish that comes out of Venetia, te'ima temeleda, the mother rejected the Tummy later. We just said a moment ago that there's no tummy there. Rameh Shagri there too. However, Nemar by Yitzir Kadam. It says over there also Yitzira. Where does it say Yitzira? Shnemar Vayavre Elikim Es Taninim Agadalim. Hakadosh Baruch created Taninim Dom. Says Yitzira there too. Vayavre Hashem created. Says Yitzira. What do you mean? Ami Dani Yitzira Yitzira. Ain't Dani Bibi Yitzira. Yitzira it says by Adam, and Yitzira it says by these animal birds Chayas, and therefore it's Tamei. Bria is what he says by Tannin, and therefore that's not going to be Tannin, because Bria is not the same as Yitzira. In fact, the Gemara, famous question, this comes up at least a dozen times in Shas. My nafkamina, when it comes to Gzir Shabbos, HaTanah Rebbe Shmuel, V'Shabbat Kohen Abad Kohen, the Pasuk says, the Kohen will return, and the Kohen will come, 2 different Pesukim. Zui Seva Zui Bia, the kind of the meaning, the interpretation, it's the same general message, same meaning, and therefore you make Gzir Shabbos here too. You should be able to make Gzir Shabbos. At Gemara, V'Oid, a further question, Nigmar Bria Mibria, learn that from Bria. It says Bria by Adam, and Bria by Tannin. It doesn't just say it's here by Adam. It says Bria by Adam too. What does it say? As Adam Betzalmai. Ami, the Mara says, the word Vayivra by man was for its din, to teach you that man was created. And now, vayitzer by man is extra for the gzeir shava. And therefore, since vayitzer is extra for gzeir shava, dan yitzir mitzir, I can make gzeir shava mitzir to the other yitzir by animals, chayas and ifas, and say they're tame as well. But I can't make a gzeir shava back to bria, because of fish, because bria of Adam was needed. In fact, who told you that bria was needed for the ikar din of Adam, creation of Adam, and Yitzir is extra? Go opposite. Adaraba. Vayitzir legufei. Say the Vayitzir Adam was legufei. Vayir v'afnei. The Vayir is extra. V'danam b'riyam b'riyam. Then I b'riyam from b'riyam. Ella, the Mara says, a new answer. Vayitzir mufna from shteitz Adam. And this really opens up a new topic. Vayitzir is mufna from tutz Adam. Whereas, mufna gabe Adam, mufna gabe behema. The word Vayitzir is mufna by both Adam and behema was extra. Vayivir gabe Adam mufna, gabe tininim ena mufna. Whereas Vayivir was only mufna by Adam, was not mufna by tininim. I don't want to run through this shock of time because it goes on to the next Amud. We'll pick it up here tomorrow. But the Mara's answer essentially at this point is that Vayitzir is mufna both by Adam and by behema, and therefore you can make the connection. Therefore, Mara says it's going to be tummy if the ish ejects from her body even a behema, like substance. Whereas Vayivro is only mufna, only extra by Adam, not by fish. And therefore, it's not extra to learn out Gzeir Shava, and you can't learn out this din that an ish will be tummy when she ejects that from her body.